Okay, that was a ridiculously short set of music because I played all kinds of stuff. But I wanted to go over what I played because that last number, of course, it was a cover of Makin' Time, and that was by, it was a session called the Green Bullfrog Sessions. And on that session, and these were from 1972, bunch of sessions. They ended up releasing them in the 80s. Ian Pace, Tony Ashton, Matthew Fisher, Richie Blackmore, Albert Lee, Big Jim Sullivan on guitar. And Big Jim Sullivan, the reason he was called Big Jim Sullivan is because there was Little Jimmy Page. Before Page came on the scene, Big Jim Sullivan played on every hard rock song coming out of the UK. And every pop song coming out of the UK. And then when Jimmy Page came up, they sort of started splitting the work. And that's when Jim Sullivan became Big Jim Sullivan. And it was Little Jimmy Page. So I just wanted to mention that. And the entire album is really cool. I mean, it's all just jam stuff. But it's really cool. It was engineered by Mr. Martin Birch, who is the god of heavy rock from that era. All right. Before that, we heard Roy Buchanan, My Baby Says She's Gonna Leave Me. That's off of That's What I'm Here For from 73. Roy Buchanan was great. I saw him open for Johnny Winter. Boy, talk about a great bill. Before that, Gypsy from UK. There were two Gypsy bands in the early 70s, one from the US, one from the UK. We heard the guys from the UK. Feel About the Country Fine, which was on their self-titled album from 1971. Creedence gave us Porterville. That's off their self-titled from 68. Dr. John gave us Can't Get, yes, Get Enough. That's off of Destitively Bonnaroo from 74, which I've been playing a lot from that album. It's a great album. Had never heard it until I found it a couple of weeks ago. And we started the set off Country Joe and the Fish back in 1967. We heard Death Sound, and their album was Electric Music of the Mind and Body, and it's a great song. I don't play a lot of their stuff because a lot of it doesn't rock that hard, but man, woo! And Country Joe's still around, I believe. I think he's still, like, performing stuff and still, like, a big anti-war guy. Still flying the hippie flag. Hats off to him, unless he's bald, in which case we'll keep our hats on. All right, so we are at 11 after 10. I played like 90 songs in like 15 minutes. Anyway, that's my hell. The next band we're going to hear, a band called Mind Garage. They are credited with the first performance of Christian rock, as opposed to recordings of Christian rock. Christian rock goes back to the 50s. But these guys, it's the first performance of the Christian mass, of the Catholic mass. They performed it live in 1968. They had a piece called The Electric Liturgy. They performed it back in 68. They put it on an album in 1970. But in 1968, that predates Jesus Christ Superstar. It predates, came out before the Electric Prunes had performed their mass, which I don't even know if they ever performed live as a single piece. And there were other bands that did electric masses. There was a krautrock band that did one. There was an Italian band that did one. Everybody was jumping on the bandwagon, but these guys did it in 68. Anyway, on the album they released on 1970, they had an extremely cool Rolling Stones cover. That's what we're going to hear. Dig it and dig it deep.
Someone's door. I have to turn my head. They might not. a line of cars and they're all painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. No colors anywhere in sight, they're gone. No colors anywhere in sight, they're gone, gone, gone. We'll be right back. got a feeling, feeling deep inside. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got a feeling I can never hide. Oh no, oh no. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah. Hey, oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the
All right, that was KGB with I've Got a Feeling. That is off of KGB from 76. KGB. Mike Goldberg, or Barry Goldberg, Mike Bloomfield from The Electric Flag, Rich Gretsch from Family, Blind Faith and Traffic, Carmen Appice from Vanilla Fudge, Beck Bogart and Appice, and a supergroup that went nowhere. So there you go. Before that, we had Jefferson Airplane, Wild Turkey off of Bark from 71. The Jay Giles Band with Getting Out, that's off of Nightmares and Other Tales from the Vinyl Jungle from 74. And we started it off with Mind Garage, Paint It Black. That's off of, again, exclamation point, The Electric Liturgy from 1970. All right, we're going to go back to the music right now. We have, what do we have? Let me see. hold on, this is live DJing, kids. None of that fake stuff. We are going. Where are we going? We are going to. I think we're going to the UK. These guys go way back to like 1963 in some form of another, and got a little proggy in the 70s, a little proggy in the early 80s, a couple of big hits. Actually, they had huge hits through their entire career back when it was British Invasion stuff and further on. So dig it and dig it deep.
Turning handouts down to keep his pockets clean. All his goods are sold again. His world's as good as gold again. Says if you see Jean now, ask her please. We'll be right back. light. David won't be home tonight. You can't wait till the dawn rolls in. You won't see our David again.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's alright.
Uriah Heep, Flying High off of Innocent Victim, and that's from 77, I think? Let me see. Yeah, 77. All right, before that, Lucifer's Friend, Goodbye Girls, that's off of Sneak Me In from 1980. Graham Central Station with that awesome bass, It's All Right, off of Ain't No Bout a Doubt It from 1975. The Meters gave us The Mob off of Look a Pie Pie from 1970. And Manfred Mann's Earth Band gave us Davies on the Road Again, live off of Watch from 73. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I will be back next week. Stay tuned for Mooms and Loose. And I leave you with a band that I seldom play on the show because they rarely rock out. Genesis. Dig it. And dig it deep. Bye!